You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To know more about the Purple than Matthew Collar does, you'd have to be inside the huddle with
J.J. McCarthy.
The Inside Scoop from the Purple Insider. Here's Matthew Collar.
Ready or not.
Mr. Matthew Collar joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. It feels like forever since I last chatted with him, but always a pleasure to have him on the show. And this will be the last time I talk to you in the year 2025. So what has been your favorite thing to talk about Vikings related with me this year?
How much vacation time did Brad Lane give you, by the way? If this is going to be the last time, I mean, my goodness.
Wait.
No, I'm just
Wait. Next Thursday is Christmas, right?
Oh, all right. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Hold on. I know you're not talking about me in vacation when you know damn well Chad Hartman and Jason DeRusha, they've got vacation jackets on that they're wearing right now.
Yeah, I think Chad Hartman does his show with a headset on from a golf course.
Exactly. Oh, man. What's been your favorite topic, though? Vikings-related topic this year?
Well, this is a hard question because there's only really been one topic, and I can't say that it's necessarily been my favorite, and that's been J.J. McCarthy and the quarterback situation. And, you know, moving on from Darnold, who's playing a big game tonight and all that, and, you know, on my show, I've banned any comments from criticizing Darnold if he loses this game. You know why? Because he's playing in a big game, and the Minnesota Vikings are not. So Vikings fans have nothing to say if Darnold doesn't play well, because at least he's there. But yeah, I think it's been a real struggle to talk about J.J. McCarthy throughout the year because he didn't choose himself to put himself in a position that he wasn't ready for. The coaches did that. The front office did that. The ownership did that. And it became pretty clear pretty fast that he needed a lot more development than they thought. And then just when we get to the point where it's like, all right, this thing might be cooked after the Green Bay game, then over the last two games, albeit against some of the worst defenses in the NFL, J.J. McCarthy has looked much more like an NFL starting quarterback who can win games. So that whole roller coaster of trying to figure out with the stops and starts and the injuries and everything else, is this kid good enough? I think it's been really, really difficult. It's been interesting at times to listen to the QB school that is Kevin O'Connell at the podium and things like that. But then it's also been very frustrating because you want to say, hey, he's young. But on another hand, there's not much time here. Like, they don't have 5 years to figure out if he could play. So I just feel like I've been talking about nothing but J.J. McCarthy since, last March.
Do you think that he is the most confident that he's been as the quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings at this particular point? And how do you like how he's trending here the last few weeks?
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, you see a lot of things from him in these last 2 weeks that are very confident NFL plays. Like, it hasn't just been, oh, he threw a screen and someone ran for 50 yards. No, he threw the ball 50 yards in the air to drop into Jordan Addison. Like, that's big boy NFL stuff. And he rips one down the seam to TJ Hockenson for 30 yards. Like, those are big boy type of NFL throws that, you know, we haven't seen very consistently from JJ McCarthy. And it does feel like the whole season has been a little boom or bust with him, where you're either going, wow, that was one heck of a throw, or what in the world happened there? And there's still been some of that over the last 2 weeks. You know, there was a sack or two that he took against Washington where you're scratching your head. There's the misses to Justin Jefferson where you just very confused at how that hasn't clicked, that relationship there. But at the same time, there is progress that we're looking for. And, you know, if it was a different spot, if this team was in rebuild mode and you went through this rockiness and then you had the last two games, you'd be like, oh, well, you know, okay, this is pretty good. But you still feel like, is this good enough to argue next year that he can have a Super Bowl contending type of season? Like, is he ready for that next year? Because the team is still going to be in that mode. I am not yet convinced of that. Based on the last two games, I'm going to have to see a lot more.
All right, so we know that Jonathan Greenard out injured for the rest of the year. Fabulous player. Get back healthy. We love Jonathan Greenard. Are we at the point, because I'm at the point where I think that we should just shut it down with Christian Darrisaw. I'm not sure I want to see him go out there right now and play at all to risk maybe further injury or just, I don't know. It's just kind of a weird, how are you kind of deciphering this whole situation with Christian Darrisaw?
Kind of weird, I think is exactly accurate. The way that the whole thing has played out from the beginning, which is, you know, I remember being very optimistic about Darrisaw's chances of playing week one when we were seeing him out there in training camp looking pretty good. And then that didn't happen. He comes back and then tells us in the locker room after the Cincinnati game that he was actually way ahead of schedule, which was like, okay, that's interesting. And then it's just been, as you said, a stop and a start. It's been comes in for a game, looks good, stays in, plays, everything feels right, and then just out the next week. Like, huh? I mean, that's happened two different times where he's played an entire game, and you go, oh man, it was nice to have Christian Darrisaw back in there. And then the very next week, he's just not playing. And that, to me, says something did not go right with this rehab of his. Or there's something that he's just very uncomfortable with going out there and playing and trusting the reconstruction of that knee, which my understanding is that injury was not just an ACL. It was a lot more in that knee. And I think that that's, you know, caused them some problems and maybe even some confidence. And you know, I think there's times where Darrisaw has not played confidently, which is, you know, crazy to think about over the last couple of years, how good he's been to not play with confidence is just, you know, something's not right there. And I agree with you on shutting him down. Like, the last thing you want to do is risk anything with Christian Darrisaw's future. Them not shutting him down is just kind of bizarre at this point. But
I agree.
You know, maybe they feel like, oh, well, he can't actually hurt it any worse. But I don't know. There's a saying.
You're eliminated from the postseason.
Yeah, right. There's a saying in Minnesota sports that it can always get worse. And so I think, like, personally, I would just say, all right, let's move on to next year. So I don't actually know why they haven't.
Yeah. Matthew Kyle, Purple Insider, joining us here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. Jalen Naylor is somebody that I look at, and he's doing what I was hoping that potentially he could do and be. And what I mean by that is I watched him in college and I thought that he was a good wideout and I thought it was a good value pick to take him in later rounds. And he has gotten to the point where I trust that when the ball is thrown his way, that he's going to make a play. So Jalen Naylor, would you look at him as one of the success stories of 2025?
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Oh, majorly, yeah. And I think that even just the last couple weeks of making plays for him, if you look at the tape earlier this year, like how often is he open? What is he doing away from the play? Is he, you know, is he blocking well? Is he getting open and all those things? Like, I think he's had twice as good of a year as his statistics imply. I mean, I think that he's really proving that he is much more of a wide receiver two in the NFL. I don't think that this is a KJ Osborne situation where the guy was kind of pumped up by just playing with great wide receivers. I think he's actually really, really good. Speed, strength. He does a lot of the dirty work, contested catches. We've seen a bunch of those. Route running, he could play multiple positions inside, outside, you know, slot, that sort of thing. He's played so well that he's probably priced himself out of being a Minnesota Viking. Like, maybe halfway through the season they should have shut him down so they could extend him for the future. But that's where, you know, they've spent so much money that is locked in into the future that I'm just not sure how you would pay him. And the other part is, he knows that Addison's here. He knows that Jefferson's here. I think Naylor sees an opportunity. This is a guess. He has not said this to me. But he will probably, in his representation, see an opportunity to go be a wide receiver two somewhere else and maybe excel and build a real serious career. And I have heard from around the NFL circles that there is a ton of respect for Jalen Naylor, and that there are teams who will be very interested in his services next year.
All right, so let me ask you about Jordan Addison, because I am of the thought that I'm not paying him any money this offseason. Like, he still, to me, has things to prove on the field as well as off the field. Do you think that they should even entertain extending him?
I say no. I say do not do that this year. Make him prove that he can go an entire offseason, make him prove that he can come back next year and be a driver of the success and put together, you know, multiple seasons before you're doing that. And the Vikings, because they have the fifth year option, totally have the ability to do this, right?
Yep.
Because so far, and I would even count getting suspended for one quarter in London as resetting the counter for Jordan Addison gets in some sort of trouble, right? Like, we've got the first incident with driving fast. We've got the second incident with the DUI. We've got the third incident with London. And my understanding is that Jordan Addison is considered to be a really, really good teammate, that his teammates love him, that he shows up to work every day. And, you know, obviously you see it on the field, how well he performs and what he means to this team. But when you talk about giving somebody the amount of money that a wide receiver two is going to cost, you've seen that. What is it? T. Higgins getting $26 million? This is no small investment. So it's almost like wide receiver, edge rusher, they are almost, you have to treat them like quarterback, where you got to be really sure before you are paying that guy. The problem is at some point into the future, like who else is going to be there? But, you know, I think anybody outside of Jets can be replaced. So I'm 100% with you. I don't think he's done anything this year that would make me say, oh my gosh, you have to pay him right now. There's no other option. I think you can wait and see.
Vikings, Giants this Sunday. Who you got?
I think the Vikings should destroy the Giants. It feels like they have just decided they're not really going to play anymore. They lost to a horrible Washington team last week. Ken Jackson Dart actually finished the game against Brian Flores. His defense is a question. And as long as they don't sack McCarthy six times with Brian Burns, if Darisaw is not playing, they can't really cover anybody. I mean, they invested a lot in their secondary, and it's been pretty terrible. So they fired their defensive coordinator. They fired their head coach. They have fired some assistant defensive line coach. Who knows what he was doing? Like, that is a franchise that is in total peril. And, oh, by the way, probably wants the number one overall pick. I don't think anybody in their organization wants to win this game. So the Vikings are, I think, 2.5-point favorites. I would have that as, like, 10-point favorites. I mean, the Vikings want to win badly against the New York Giants. They want to finish 9-8 to be able to say, hey, it was a really rough year and we ended up with a winning record. So the motivation factor is quite a bit different on the two sides of this game.
All right, I got two non-Vikings related NFL questions. The first is your thoughts on the Dolphins benching Tua. Is he done in Miami?
I think he's done. I mean, I think he's done the NFL. I just don't see it as him being a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Whoa! You don't think there's any team in the league that'll take a chance on him next year?
I think there is probably a team that is so down bad, but I mean, I don't like. How is that a good idea? Like Russell Wilson keeps getting jobs, right? So like, I don't know. You know, of course there might be someone who tries it, but why? Like, the limitations are just so extreme for Tua, and if he's got everything perfectly set up for him, you know, 3 years ago and probably five concussions ago or whatever, then, you know, he was a pretty good quarterback. And I would still say tank for Tua worked. If you look at where the Dolphins were in the previous 10 years before they got him, he made them a competitive team. But if you look at his last 2 years' performance, it's backup quarterback level, and you're not sure that he can get healthy. So even if someone does take the risk on him, I don't see it as a good risk. It's better to draft a quarterback and play them than it is to go out and get a veteran with a serious injury history who you know is not going to be able to take you over the top.
I think that people have looked at and, quite frankly, have been amazed at the production of Puka Nacua. He has been outstanding in the National Football League. But all of a sudden, it seems like there may be a touch of this guy's nuts to him. And I say that because he issued a statement today apologizing for doing an anti-Semitic gesture on a live stream. So he apologized for that. His brother was allegedly arrested for stealing the, and I know he's not his brother, but he's got the Nacua last name. He stole the car of an L.A. Laker player. And then on top of that, he tried to, and Sean McVay shut it down. He tried to get some YouTubers or streamers to get into a meeting. One of them, Aiden Ross, who is wildly known as being very anti-Semitic with certain things that he says. Like, man, Puka, what's going on, bro?
Yeah, you know, I think that football intelligence and awareness of the rest of the world might not always correlate 100%. At least he didn't shoot himself in the leg like Plaxico Burress, but it's close. Like this team with the Rams, I mean, that they're the best team in the league. It's not even close. I think it's not even close right now. And they have a big game that tonight and everything, and this is the distraction you cause your team. I did not know that Mr. Nacua was such a knucklehead, but it turns out that
none of us did.
The only other thing is that I also think that not all of these guys have awareness of the universe like you and I. Like, they live in small bubbles and may not fully understand a lot of things that go on outside of football because they bury themselves in the football world. That's not to excuse what he did, but when he said he didn't know that it was, you know, anti-Semitic, I was like,
yeah, I believe
possible.
Him.
That's possible. Yeah, I would say, I believe him more than I don't. Or
but it makes sense. But it makes sense to me now. If you're like trying to hang out with Aiden Ross, yeah, you might have a few issues. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, right. That's true. I actually have no idea who that guy is, but like, you're right. If someone has a history of that, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this at all? Would be the question. I don't know, but. We know how football is. They'll probably put it behind them and catch some footballs tonight.
For sure. Hey, Matthew, always a pleasure to have you on the show, my man. Happy holidays, and I wish you a Merry Christmas.
Thanks. Same to you, man. Take care.
All right, take care. That's Matthew Collar joining us here on The Late Show.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.